Welcome to this prayer. I'm Daniel, and I created this prayer because I know that nothing is too hard for God. Now, before we pray, I want you to know that I'm a real believer, I have real faith, and I know that God is in the miracle-working business. So, right now, I encourage you to release any doubt. Stand with me in faith as I pray for you, and let's trust God for breakthroughs in your life. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we gather together and come into agreement in the wonderful and powerful name of Jesus Christ. Where two or more gathered, there you'll be in the midst of us. And anything we agree upon as touching, you will surely do. Father, in Jesus' name, there's no distance in the Spirit. And we thank you for the person I'm praying for who desires this prayer to you. Heavenly Father, today I lift up this person before you and thank you for the fresh season you've ushered into their life. It's like stepping into a field after a long rain, where everything smells clean and new, and hope rises with the morning sun. We stand on the threshold of new beginnings, and I ask that you fill their heart with gratitude for all that's behind and the promise of what's to come. Just like the seasons change in perfect timing, so too do the seasons of our lives, and I believe you are guiding the person I'm praying for into a time of abundance, joy, and new opportunities. Let their spirit be open to the new things you are doing, even if it feels unfamiliar or unexpected. Lord, you are not finished with them yet. Sometimes doubt creeps in like a shadow, whispering lies that things will never change, that prayers go unanswered, that hope is wasted. But Lord, help the person I'm praying for to overcome any doubt and believe that you are working behind the scenes. Even when they don't see the evidence, let them trust that you are moving in ways beyond their understanding. Father, remind them that faith is not about seeing the end from the beginning. It's about believing when nothing looks like it's working. Just like the roots of a tree grow deep beneath the soil long before a single leaf appears, you are working in the hidden places of their life. If doubt tries to take root, replace it with unshakable confidence in your promises. If they feel stuck, let them remember that you are making a way where there seems to be none. If nothing seems to be happening, remind the person I'm praying for that silence doesn't mean absence. You are always at work. Lord, help them to hold on to hope like an anchor in the storm, in Jesus' name. If the enemy tries to shake their faith, strengthen their grip on your promises. If they've been waiting on an answer, give them peace in the waiting. If doors have closed, remind them that you are preparing something greater. If discouragement knocks, let them answer with faith, knowing that what you have started, you will finish as you promised in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Father, help them keep walking forward in faith, even when the path is unclear. Let them trust that every delay can be worked together for their good. Every setback can be used as a setup for something greater. And every unanswered prayer is simply leading to something far better than they could ever imagine. Instead of frustration, fill them with expectation. Instead of fear, replace it with faith. Instead of doubt, let them declare, God is working and I will see it in His perfect time. In closing, thank you, Lord, for being faithful even when they can't see the full picture. Today they are pressing forward, knowing that behind the scenes, behind every delay, behind every closed door, you are weaving together something beautiful. The person I'm praying for will not be shaken. They will not be moved. They will not lose hope, because you are always working all things together for their good. We believe and receive everything we've prayed and give you glory in advance, for this prayer is answered. In the wonderful and precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening to the Daily Effective Prayer Podcast. This is Daniel, the creator and founder of this online prayer ministry. I pray you are blessed by this prayer. Be sure to subscribe to my podcast right now so you don't miss a single prayer that I upload. Share this prayer with someone you care about. If you want to submit a prayer request to me or find out more about my prayer ministry, click the link in the description of the show notes. God bless you, and thanks again for listening.